Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of the values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See why CNBC ranks Minnesota number 4 best state to live and work. A great place to work, an even better place to live. ExploreMinnesota.com/live.
Kenton, Kansas, you've got the Money Pit. What is going on at your house?
I have an event that seems to maybe be have some condensation or whatever, but I've got some stains on my bathroom ceiling, and I have tried to spray the ceiling stain to fix it, but it continues to be a problem, and I wonder what do I have to do up in the attic to take care of that. Now I do have a furnace up in the attic area, so I don't know if that has anything to do with it, but I think it's associated with a bathroom vent.
Well, typically when you get a ceiling leak in a bathroom, it's caused by the plumbing vent where it exits the roof, because all bathrooms are going to have a vent pipe that go up. It's about 3 inches wide, and it goes up from the bathroom through the roof, and there's a rubber boot around the pipe that seals the water out. But the problem is that the rubber boot isn't nearly as durable as the shingles around it. And the sun beats on it, and the UV rays start to break it down, and then you'll get like a gap around the pipe. And then the water, when it rains, kind of hugs the pipe, works its way down the pipe. It will drip off or find another route and end up somewhere in the vicinity of the bathroom ceiling. So that would be the most common type of bathroom leak. It wouldn't be the vent, the bathroom fan, although, I mean, it's possible, but it's probably not it. It's more likely the plumbing vent flashing. So I would take a look at the outside from the roof, identify where that pipe is coming through the roof, and see if the plumbing vent flashing is deteriorated. If it is, easy fix. You take a couple of shingles off, put a new piece of flashing on, re-tack it back in place, and you're good to go. Once you've eliminated the leak, then what you can do is spray that stain with a little bit of a bleach and water solution. Let it, rinse it off, and wipe it dry. And then I want you to prime the entire ceiling with a solvent-based primer. So oil-based or alkyd-based primer, because that's the only thing that will seal that black in. And then you could put whatever top color you want on top of that, and that could be latex, okay?
Is something like a Kills product? Is that what you're talking about?
That's exactly right. Yep, Kills would be fine.
All right, that's what I've been using to take care of the stain, but it continues, and so I think the base.
All right, well, if it's continuing, the Kills product you're using, is it the water-based or is it oil-based?
I believe it's oil-based.
How are you cleaning your brushes? Are you cleaning the brushes with water, or are you cleaning them with mineral spirits and turpentine?
I am using a spray can.
Oh, it's in a spray can?
Yes.
It's probably the alkyd. I would get a little quart or pint can of the oil-based Kills. You can put it on heavier that way.
And
just enough to do that ceiling, all right? And that'll make a difference.
It actually looks like it's cracking. Is it to the point where I'm going to have to repair the drywall?
Well, what's cracking? Is there a seam that's cracking?
Yeah, in the ceiling, right in the very center of where the stain is a small crack. And I'm almost afraid to touch it for fear that I'm going to put my finger all the way through it.
Well, if that's the case, you better find out now, not later. So, yeah, I would poke around a little bit, but a small crack in drywall is not a big deal. Just Google plumbing vent flashing. You'll see exactly what I'm talking about. Thanks for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.